This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Well, good morning, America. Stir crazy America. I get it. I understand. I understand exactly why you're so stir crazy, because I am too. And here we are. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Not too long ago, I was reading this transcription of a discussion that took place between a journalist and an infectious disease doctor. The important thing here regarding coronavirus and the reaction of government is that some governments, you know, there's some governments that want to be like George Washington. They're not really interested in being in charge of anybody's life. They just want to keep everybody safe. They may be a little bit afraid of a liability. There may be a thing of conscience, of morality. That may be going into play. But at the end of the day, they would rather just run government. I know I'm being generous here. But then there's another part. There's another form of government out there that they're like, ooh la la, let's go. So this is why this is a very interesting learning moment for us in this time of COVID-19, because there are a lot of people, and what, you know, you've heard this already, but I'm going to be driving that home today, simply because you know, some of these little tin pot despots, they want to go totalitarian on you. And if you live in a state where this is the thing, if you live in California, or if you live in New York State, or if you live in New Jersey, or, you know exactly, Michigan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This infectious disease doctor not only believed that millions of Americans had already been exposed to COVID-19, but that the lockdowns were counterproductive, and we actually needed to just be out there and let the herd immunity take hold in our nation. And this was 2 months ago that this conversation was had. Now, with each passing day, we are told that multiple more Americans were in fact exposed to the virus than the experts, quote unquote, suspected. Or more to the point, they actually guessed it, because we were using models. So I will keep asking this question until the groupthink thought police come to arrest me. When has ever been sound medical or governmental practice to sacrifice and destroy the economic, mental, and physical well-being of the 99% to maybe protect and save the 1% or less? When? The same doctor also stressed that the experts in our nation and the world relied on to shut it down could not answer one simple question. This question is COVID-19 less or more lethal than the Hong Kong flu pandemic, which was H3N2 of 1968? A pandemic that mirrored the COVID-19 in that it was highly infectious and was primarily lethal to those over 65 with pre-existing conditions. A pandemic that infected millions of Americans and killed approximately 100,000 out of a then population of about 200 million. A pandemic which worldwide killed upwards of 4 million people. Now, as of me talking about this, we are slightly north of 200,000 deaths. I think 2.5 maybe now. And does anyone else find it troubling and highly suspicious that the United States alone is responsible for slightly more than 1/4 of all deaths worldwide? Here, where we do practice hygiene and all this other stuff, how could we possibly account for 1/4 of all the COVID-19 deaths in the entire world? Well, easy. If you start counting pianos falling out of windows and dropping all people as a COVID-19 related death, yes, that's how you do it. As we're also learning with each passing day, in order to justify their highly controversial and extremely punishing draconian lockdown, the handful of politicians, officials, and experts who have ended our lives and ordered those lockdowns are being very creative and very liberal as to what constitutes a COVID-19 fatality, which also begs the question, are there any ethical and honest reporters left within the fake stream media who could investigate this clearly duplicitous but officially condoned counting method? Now, the little real anecdotal evidence that's accidentally seeping into the media indicates that the actual fatality rate in our nation from COVID-19 is less than the fear merchants are displaying on their death dashboards. Potentially a bunch less. Less than 1% less. You know? It's going to come out to be less than 1%. I think. And I'm not even looking at them. I'm just guessing. I'm doing the same thing the experts did. Unbiased professional reporting to tell us the real numbers. But then, that's the rub, isn't it? That's really the problem. Much of the leftist mainstream media signed up for Team Doom and Gloom from day one. At first, they did so to create as much fear and panic as possible so they could use COVID-19 as the mother of all clickbait cash cows. And that's still going on today. A lot of people believe, if you want to know who the uninformed voter is, go shop for groceries. Now, whether you've had coronavirus or not, go shop for groceries, don't wear a mask, and just observe the six-foot thing, the social distancing. And look at the looks you're going to get for not wearing a mask. Look at those. Just that one thing. Now, once they accomplished this, many of the same leftist media chose to keep the fear-mongering going as a political tool. Because now we're getting back to what it's all about anyway. Tens of millions of now desperate, depressed, angry, unemployed Americans, coupled with the thousands of small business owners now out of business, have been told for weeks to suck it up and do as you're told by politicians and academics and federal officials and media talking heads and celebrities who either have guaranteed gold-plated jobs and health care plans or seven-figure salaries and millions in the bank. The Eighth Amendment to the United States Constitution prohibits cruel and unusual punishment to be inflicted upon criminal defendants. And yet, that same constitutional consideration is not being afforded to those tens of millions of Americans whose lives have been negatively affected or even destroyed by these lockdowns, which do amount to the most cruel and unusual punishment in the history of our republic. And then from within that, tens of millions of Americans' numbers, comes the purposely unaccounted number of our fellow citizens who have died as a direct result of the lockdowns. Deaths from suicide, stress, drug and alcohol abuse, physical abuse of those who had serious pre-existing medical conditions but were scared away from the hospitals and life-saving treatments or turned away. Do those deaths count? Are they any less tragic than dying from COVID-19? Are these lost Americans of any importance to anybody? Do facts even matter when COVID-19 has been turned into a political football? If they still do, then some of those facts are blaring that the fatality rate for this virus is 10 to 40 times lower than the world is ending estimates spit out by faulty computer models. Dr. Scott W. Atlas, the David and Joan Tritel Senior Fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution and former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford Medical Center, recently looked at the numbers in New York City, a city that became the epicenter of the virus here. And he was predictably shunned by the fake stream media because he does prefer using actual facts and statistics. And he reported that the rate of death for all people ages 18 to 45 is 0.01%. For people under 18, the rate is 0 per 100,000. And for almost 8,000 New York City COVID-19 deaths fully investigated for underlying conditions, 99.2% had an underlying illness. The truth has got to matter more than a flawed computer model and experts and officials that are drunk like pirates on power. So, I have a question for you. Are we going to hold any of these yahoos accountable for what will surely come to be known as the most tragic case of governmental, medical, and media malpractice in the history of the world? Some people very seriously doubt it. But we've got an election in November. So you can sit back and say what you want to say, but you have the instrument in front of you to start holding some people accountable for this. The statement would be breathtaking to behold. And it's all going to be given to you. It's voting time. Keep it in the back of your head. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As I've said before, and I've been saying for a few weeks now, this is a sort of a dry run for martial law light, if you will, or the left, of course, they want to implement the entire progressive thing. And I'm seeing signs of this. I'm seeing signs of this, and I'll tell you where I'm seeing signs. But, you know, we have all these politicians and experts telling us to shut up, sit down, and stay in the house under virtual house arrest. They all have jobs to go to and the paychecks to collect themselves, though. They are essential. because they tell us so, as opposed to you and me and most of America who aren't. Leading the pack is, of course, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. Did you see that thing where he was telling them, hey, listen, just go apply for a job that's, go be a pulmonary specialist or something. If you can fake it there, you know, New York, if you can fake it there, you can fake it anywhere. And Cuomo has been faking it as a truthful and competent leader of his state. And the press conference I'm referring to, he showed all that elitism, all that arrogance of so many politicians and their media mouthpieces as they are unmasked by a crisis they have no intention of wasting, which is a shame that they don't, you know, this is the way they see it. The leftists have always dreamed of controlling every aspect of their lives, and this Wuhan virus crisis has given them a dream opportunity to do that. Now, one thing they have to have is they have to have dependence upon government. So right now, until July or June, I think it is, people are making a lot of money on unemployment. I know some businesses that are still open that could be doing business, but their people, it turns out, would rather get the free money for and it's more than they're making. What they're being paid in unemployment right now. Some of these guys, you know, some of them are looking at up to $1,000 a week off of unemployment in some cases, and they're just not willing to go to work right now. What this will do, if this persists, is that these companies where they do have people, they are open, they can do business, they can make payroll, they can do all this other stuff, but if nobody's showing up to do the work, then guess what happens? Well, they go out of business. And then they, when they go out of business, then when all of the unemployment is over with, then there's nowhere to go for them to go back to work. This is sort of like a reverse Cloward and Piven. You know, the governor was asked at a press conference, going back to Cuomo, to respond to the out of work quarantine protesters who say the state's economic lockdown cannot continue as is, because their cash savings are running out. And after a lengthy back and forth with a reporter, Cuomo eventually said that the demonstrators are so desperate for work, they should take a job as an essential worker. You know, in an individual family unit, the people that go out to work and make the money, they are essential. No matter what job they're doing. The reporter tried to make that point to Governor Cuomo, and he noted the protesters' complaint that the effects of the lockdown might be worse than the virus it is supposed to contain. And, you know, the governor said the illness is death. What is worse than death? And the reporter said, what if the economy failing equals death because mental illness and the people stuck at home? No, it doesn't. It doesn't equal death. Economic hardship, yes, very bad, not death. Emotional stress from being locked in the house, very bad, not death. Domestic violence on the increase, very bad, not death. So now we've gone from being a governmental official who is elected to be the executive, to run the state as a representative, you know, would. And instead now he's making decisions that, you know, basically are sort of denigrating the increasing levels of stress and depression and anxiety and suicide, alcoholism, drug abuse, and domestic violence. None of this bothers Cuomo. He was the one who warned of a ventilator crisis that did not happen, a shortage of hospital beds that did not happen. He once said he would leave it up to President Trump to decide who would get ventilators and who would die. But in the real world, there's actually long-term health consequences of a lockdown that Cuomo does not care about. People will die of the effects of the lockdown long after it, and Cuomo's insufferable press conferences are all over. See, healthcare, there's, like, when I had the heart attack, it was something physically that had manifested. And the healthcare professionals that got a hold of me, the cardio specialists and all of them, they knew exactly where they were going, and they operated with the precision of a special forces group. And they went in there and they knocked it. They knocked it out of the park. They saved my life. But healthcare also has to do with what happens inside our heads. You know, a crushed life, crushed dreams. There's a human cost of lost jobs and careers. People that have built up nest eggs for a later time when they were going to use this to enjoy their leisure years have been trying to use it to stay above, you know, head above water. That's, you know, and it's killing their future. You know, You're talking about people who used to provide for their families, and now they're fighting in stores over rolls of toilet paper. We're being guided by the best infectious disease experts in the world, we're told. So smart, they didn't anticipate or consider the lives lost from depression, suicide, drug and alcohol addiction, and despair in a land where abortion is considered an essential procedure, but heart stents and CT scans, not so much. And then there's the whole non-essential procedures thing that people would be turned away from because of the fear of spreading COVID-19 by actually going to a hospital where they had COVID-19 people in there. And so they stopped it. They stopped the non-essential procedures and surgeries. And this is preventing diagnoses of life-threatening diseases like cancer screening, biopsies of tumors now undiscovered, and potentially deadly brain aneurysms. Treatments, including emergency care for the most serious illnesses, were also missed. Cancer patients deferred chemotherapy. An estimated 80% of brain surgery cases skipped. Acute stroke and heart attack patients missed their only chances for treatment, some dying and many now facing permanent disability. And this is what's underlying all of this stuff. In the meantime, you got Cuomo, who's giving these particularly bitter words to the families of the nursing home residents his administration sentenced to death by requiring those with COVID-19 not be denied admission to them. Cuomo said he didn't know, but it's the job of this know-it-all to know. Maybe like, you know, a New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy, said of the Bill of Rights, such knowledge is above his pay grade. So this makes Governor Cuomo, if you want to look at it this way, New York's latest and greatest serial killer. New York's, we get this, let's see, New York's health commissioner on Monday defended a directive that requires nursing homes to readmit residents who tested positive for COVID-19. As Governor Andrew Cuomo revealed, he didn't know the policy was in place. He was asked about the state's policy on admitting or readmitting to nursing homes who tested positive. He said, that's a good question. I don't know. Sort of like Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I like that. I'm going to use that from now on. Are you going to be held accountable for this one day? You know, is everybody in New York going to remember this death sentence you put on these people that could not defend themselves? Governor Cuomo, I don't know. I don't know. But you know what? Every dog has his day. Some get two. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted remdesivir emergency use authorization to treat the most severely ill COVID-19 patients.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients. I spoke with Dr. Khan and Dr. Fauci. I spoke with Deborah about it. We've been doing work with the teams at the FDA, NIH, and Gilead for spearheading this public-private partnership to make this happen very quickly.
The announcement came during an Oval Office meeting between President Donald Trump, HHS Secretary Alex Azar, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, and the CEO of Gilead Sciences. This is USA Radio News. The White House has blocked Dr. Anthony Fauci from testifying about the response to the coronavirus crisis before the House Appropriations Committee, according to spokesman Evan Hollander. He had been asked to appear on May 6. Fauci, the head of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, has been a key advisor in the Trump administration's fight against the virus. White House spokesman Judd Deere said the May 6 hearing is not an appropriate time for Fauci to go before the House. Nearly 900 employees, that's 40% of the workforce at a Tyson's food processing plant in Indiana, have now tested positive for the coronavirus. The plant had altered operations April 25th, one of several Tyson plants across the country that have voluntarily closed in an effort to help contain the spread of the virus. A spokeswoman said the Loganport plant employs over 2,200 people, but declined to confirm the number who have tested positive for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yes, here we are again. Gun Owners News Hour. I was thinking about something that I was explaining to somebody what it was like after you have a heart attack. And after you have a heart attack, you leave the hospital with a grocery store bag full of drugs. And the doctors are telling you all these things you don't need to do. Or you're going to hurt yourself. You know, you're going to get sick again. You're going to have another heart attack. Something's going to happen. Bad stuff. Everything's bad. Now, this is not guesstimates. This is based off of historical facts and trends and everything they've observed. But as they're laying this out, and it's really for a very short period of time. It's like 90 days. But they're telling you all the stuff you need to not do. You need to watch your salt. You need to watch. You can't smoke. You can't drink. Try to abstain from having sex. All this other stuff. And you're listening to all these other things they're telling you about what you shouldn't do. And you're just sort of sitting there going, "What's the use of living?" So it made me think of this part. You know, this little thing. And we need to get something straight right off the top here. The whole thing behind this national shutdown was never about saving lives. It was designed to flatten the curve to avoid overwhelming our hospitals, which we never got close to doing in the first place. No promises of not getting sick yourself. No guarantee if we all just waited out, COVID-19 would pack up and head back to Wuhan. No, that part is here to stay. It's going to be with us for the rest of our lives. We did our part. We bought the medical community time. We'd like to go back to work now. Thank you. But, you know, some people are saying no. Like New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy said this week, "We're in here trying to save lives every single day. We're absolutely desperately trying to save every life we can." Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf continues to threaten to expand stay-at-home orders even as he opens limited parts of the state because if there's another spike, he must do what he can to save lives. When did that become the metric? Undoubtedly, as this has been going on, you probably have been looking online and everything. You've seen many brilliant commentaries on the number of things that kill Americans every single year, like choking and heart disease and cancer and auto accidents, medical accidents, and run-of-the-mill accidents. And of all of them, the Wuhan coronavirus is the one medical villain our bureaucratic avengers have decided warrants ruining economies and eroding your personal freedom and the way of life to defeat. Or rather, from which they'll save you and me. And that's absurd. That's absurd. They can't save you from getting sick, but they're going to look like they're trying. And by the way, to show your solidarity that you're a good American, they've decided to make you prove you're doing something too. The Avengers mask. The new way forward for all we Avengers recruits. It's mandatory in states like Pennsylvania. You must wear one if you intend to shop anywhere still open or the store must throw you out. You're even commanded to wear it in gatherings outdoors. It makes everybody feel good. We're safe from illnesses now. It shows you on the side of virtue. If you're not wearing one, well, goodness gracious, shame on you, run. We used to tie yellow ribbons around oak trees, and now we have to tie bandanas around our faces to prove that we're all in this together. Everybody should say that with me in the zombie cult chant. I hate what America is becoming right now. The random videos of cops arresting moms in parks and knocking on doors of people with suspected visitors in their homes and mayors threatening religious gatherings. Neighbors tattling on neighbors. People jogging outside or driving alone in cars wearing masks. What are we doing? For the promise that can't possibly be kept that you won't get sick. That even if you feel well, someone else might die. Under that, how does anyone step out their front door again if their driving daily thought is how they or someone they know might die because of them doing that? And I'm as pro-life as they come. You know, I'm glad to see all these governors who think abortion as a religious experience now seems to be interested in saving every life. I just know they don't mean it. This is just their time to shine. This is all a political game. This is political chess. And most of these people that are right now trying to shine in the news, they never make news in ordinary times. You only hear about them when they propose some wacky budget item or try to ban this or that. Governors are mostly unremarkable people. And that's just fine with me. The best leaders are those who leave you the hell alone. And, of course, that's not who some of these governors are at their, you know, they're not that at their core. You can almost imagine them talking to themselves in the mirror in the morning. The people need saving, Tom. It's time to prove to Mother she was wrong about me. I will amount to something. I'm in total control now. Every Marvel movie features you know, the character who feels inferior and suddenly amasses enormous power and tries to control the universe with it. And these governors see themselves now as Captain America, but they're not. They're actually closer to the power-crazed villain, to Thanos, you know, snap of the finger. The American people are the Avengers in this movie, and we've already done our part. We didn't vanquish evil, the virus, forever. It will return just like the evil returns for every other next movie, and we'll figure out how to deal with it when it returns too. And we'll better understand its weaknesses. This is what we do with every virus, pathogen, malady, new disease. You know, that's the way we do these things. Closing down our economy and shutting down business and people tattling on one another, living in terror, unable to move freely, is not the behavior of brave heroes. This is the behavior of defeated weaklings. How the totalitarians must be loving this. We all know who's most at risk with this, and we can work to protect them. We all know most of us won't die if we catch it. We know millions of us have already caught it and never knew that they had it. When my kids used to get the flu, I didn't stay home for work for weeks, even though the flu kills tens of thousands of the ailing and elderly annually. But that's where we are with this virus, and too many Americans feel that makes sense. I wish I could pull my head off and shake it more viciously than I do right now. because I'm looking at what we have become. This week, in an attempt to lift spirits and change the godforsaken news cycle for half a second, the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds flew over New York and Philadelphia on a beautiful, clear 70-degree day to pay tribute to our healthcare providers. Onlookers gathered on the waterfronts of Manhattan and New Jersey and on the Philadelphia Art Museum steps to soak in the sun and enjoy a patriotic change of pace. And behind that uplifting moment came the pseudo-Avengers squawking on social media and evening news about a lack of social distancing and masks as citizens look to the sky. They're saving lives by reminding us all how badly we're behaving, don't you see? And let me just point this out, that for everybody that is a gun owner in the United States, this is exactly what happens to us every time there is a rampage killing. Anybody out there right now just trying to be free, you have joined us. Welcome. You're in good company. But, let me give you a few quotes before I run out of time here. Like Ben Franklin, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Or C.S. Lewis, of all the tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It may be better to live under robber barons than under the omnipotent moral busybodies. I'm not really sure if they were wearing masks at the original time of the quotes. I will check on it and get back to you. But I suspect they did not. This is not who we are. We are not snitches that turn in people for not wearing a mask or not wearing gloves or not wiping down the handle of a grocery store cart. I do none of that stuff. I do none of it. And I'm not going to do any of it. I will not have a bunch of people living in fear and a bunch of people making up lies and a bunch of people looking at this as a moment to bring us to our knees and take over the entire country. They will not change my life. We will be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thankfully, some of you have, where you're at, you're partially reviving, you're partially getting back out there, and good for you. Let's do this one more time before we really begin the weekend, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. A while back, I think in the early 2000s, about the time the iPhone came out, Apple supposedly, this is all alleged, I have no firsthand knowledge of this, although it just sounds like it could be a thing, you know, right? So if you're out there, Bill, you're not a conspiracy theorist. Sorry, I don't know. I'm not real sure, but I heard about this. I read about this in more than one place. Apple developed a technology whereby in a grid square, they could knock out the capability of sending text messages and multimedia messages. Now, why is that important? Let's say one day that in an area where they do gun violence restraining orders or, red flag laws, where they do red flag laws. One day they start really pushing this, and one day they just start killing people over this stuff. Now, I used to tell you, most police departments aren't going to do that, but I see a lot of police departments that I thought very highly of enforcing some of this stuff, like, hey, you're surfing out here by yourself. That's not locked down. You're under, so now, okay. New scrutiny coming, but having said that, so if you're watching your neighbor be shot to death because he hasn't committed a crime yet, but they want his guns and he doesn't want to give them up, then if you record that and want to upload that to Facebook, they would stop that by putting that out there. Now, I don't know how long they could leave that in place to where you could do that later, because if you record it, it's going to be recorded within the, they might be coming after you for your phone. Who knows? So, we're in the middle of what is the beginning of the reprieve from coronavirus, and in some places the corresponding end to the various lockdowns, but we need to be very aware of a few things, and I was surprised at some of these responses we were getting. We need to expect worse from our governments in the future. Now, in the next pandemic, and there will be another pandemic, and there will be others after that, there will be more pandemics. Governments may have at least one more weapon to use against us that will make their crackdowns complete. Has anybody ever seen Minority Report? When the self-driving cars that look like suppositories or, Tom Cruise jumps into one and he's trying to find out his Minority Report because he knows he's not a killer and he's trying to find that Minority Report. And then they find out that he's in his car, and because he can't drive the car because it's a self-driving car, well, the car starts going his way. It starts taking him back to them. And then he has to, break his way out of the car and get out of the car. Right now, the production of driverless cars is in motion. It's in its infancy, but it's in motion. And if these cars ever become common, then guess what? The government would have no problem locking us down on the slightest pretext. Driverless cars don't have steering wheels. They depend upon pre-programmed GPS coordinates to guide them and us to our destination. So aside from entering a destination at the start of the trip, the driver has no way from that point on to direct the car. They're just in it for the ride. And the implications for the next pandemic are profound. Because this time, government has extended their reach tremendously. State governments got to declare that thousands of businesses were non-essential and ordered their closure. And this will be looked at. Make no mistake about that. Some of this stuff, as this comes up and, when it's all said and done, there's going to be some comeuppance in the making. Governors and mayors have solicited snitches and deployed state officials to help enforce a lockdown. Even many activities conducted in isolation outside or in parking lots are now banned. In many places, we're prohibited from leaving our homes except on rare circumstances. Do you remember when they used to put up these gigantic basketball gyms and say, well, if we could just get them to play basketball, they would not commit crime? Well, if you look at it now, in California, they filled in all the skate parks with sand. And young people, being the ingenious youngsters that they are, they figured out, we could ride our dirt bikes in that. So then they had to cordon it off with, cyclone fences. No fun of any kind. It's like Dean Wormer. We've seen the sale of harmless items like seeds and gardening supplies banned. Governors continue to extend the lockdown despite a reduction in new cases. And despite this enforcement, some businesses have managed to retain a measure of productivity. People have continued to travel. Those most effective have even managed to engage in mass protests at various state capitals. And even as the lockdowns have been deepened and lengthened, they have begun to collapse in practice due to widespread violations. If the economy somehow survives, it may very well be due to the unenforceability of a lockdown. And that's the thing you have to understand out there. If you're not like me, if you're not a gun owner, if you're not somebody that gets out there and understands the fact that law and order is actually the harbinger of the law abiding and not police. It's not the purview of government. We're the ones that keep it because we are law abiding. Well, then you begin to understand how much trouble they would have doing any of this stuff. Once you understand that, then you can sit back and say, okay, don't step out of line. But, we're not going to have the same luxury we had this time, next time. When future governors create a list of non-essential businesses, those businesses will instantly be unreachable by a vehicle if we have driverless cars. Your car's GPS system would not accept an address for any business on the banned list. You'll have no way to make your car go to those places. If you're the owner or employee of a non-essential business, your car's GPS might not work at all for you. There will be no one with whom to argue. Protests will not matter. There will be little possibility of evading the rules. Police will not have to visit churches because no cars will go to a church. Customer limits for permitted stores will be easier to enforce as the GPS system will not program more than a limited number of cars for those destinations. Those who attempt to program their cars for random locations in an attempt to skirt the lockdown orders will be thwarted by mileage limitations. They will be barred from accessing their vehicle's GPS once they exceed these limitations. And guess what? You own these things. You'll be owning them. But they'll be telling you, you'll own it, and the government will tell you what you can do with it. The mileage limitation will probably be no greater than one round trip to your local food market per week. If you happen to take that trip when the shelves are empty, well, you'll be out of luck. Vehicles will not take protesters to state capitals, city hall, or other common places. Protests will be virtually impossible. Your vehicle will be your jailer. You will begin to understand why we used to say in the military, infantry is the queen of battle. Because you're going to become a ground pounder. Divide and conquer will take on a whole new meaning. You will never long for your old steering wheel as much as you will then. Right now, you're complying with orders where you've been locked down by governors acting without approval of courts or legislatures. Tomorrow, those same orders will be accompanied by a few keystrokes from some programmers. You know, learn how to code working for the tech giants, and your car will obey the programmers. And none of it will be debatable or require the vote of the people. You won't have any input. They might. The GPS programmers might even decide that legislators need not reach the Capitol because legislative review. That would be non-essential. Governments need not even pass a new law to make any of this possible. Simply a matter of more people buying driverless cars and government bureaucrats connecting different databases to each other. There will be no opportunity for you to decide if any of this scenario is a good idea. This pandemic has allowed the status to explore the vast possibilities of shutdown and control. They've tested the limits and occasionally stepped back in the face of the opposition. The only thing that has made this look increasingly attractive to them is because they have not factored in people like you or people like me, armed people. We don't need cars to make our voices heard should the time come. We are, in fact, the largest land army to ever have existed in the United States. And that's only if 10% of us show up. But I think in this country, if all of a sudden, you know, if we have things that we own being used against us, and this might even happen before the next pandemic, I think we're going to see pushback that is unimaginable. There'll probably be some smoke accompanying that and a whole lot of pain. But it won't be us. It won't be us. In the meantime, I'm just going to always make sure that I drive a car that has a steering wheel. I don't need something that can drive me for me. I actually enjoy driving. I'll be back next week. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.